Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 16th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Beya, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches. Oymer Adam Lachaber, a person is allowed to tell his friend, shopkeeper on Yom Tov, Malei Klizeh, fill me this jug of oil or wine, even though it happens to be a jug that's used for measuring things normally. It has a kilo, it has a litre or 2 litre weight, a 2 litre volume or whatever, and it's usually used for measuring liquids. But you're still allowed to tell the shopkeeper, fill me this jug of a loba mido. But you cannot mention an actual measurement. You can't say, fill me this litre of wine, fill me this litre of oil. That you can't do. You just say, fill me this keli. Since they don't normally talk that way during the week, when you buy something or lend something, they don't do it when you're buying something. This is a term used mainly for lending or for gifting. Therefore, you're allowed to say that even in a keli, which is reserved for measuring. Rabbi Huda Omer, im hoyu kli shel mida, if it was a keli that was reserved for measuring, that's used like a litre, a jug or a 2 litre jug, lo yimalenu, then you cannot use to fill it, even if you tell the fellow, the shopkeeper, fill me this jug without measuring a measure. But you cannot do that. You cannot say, you still cannot use this actual measuring jug. This is how Rava in the Gemara learns our Mishnah. And indeed, the Rambam paskens this way, like the Chachamim, like the Tanakhama. He says that on Hilchas Yom Tov, he paskens, a person can tell a shopkeeper, fill me this jug, and tomorrow he'll pay the money, even if the jug happened to be miyuchad, it was reserved for measuring. However, there's another opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, who argues with Rabbi, and he learns pshat in the Mishnah like this. A person can tell his friend, Malik Lizer, fill me this jug, avalo b'mida, but not with a keli that's reserved for the mida, for a measure. But any keli that's oimed l'mida, in other words, that they haven't yet used for measuring with it, but it's there in case as a backup. If I break the normal keli, then I will use this as a mida, that you're allowed to use to fill up. Rabbi Huda goes even further. Rabbi Huda Omer, im hoyo klishel mida l'yamalena. He learns that even, this is how Rabbi Shmuel learns in Agamara, that even if a keli that's not reserved for measuring particularly, it's there as a backup. In case the one that you usually use breaks up, it breaks, even that you're not allowed to use and fill up. And either way, the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Maisa, there was a story about Abishol ben Botnis, Shahoya Mamali Midosov Me'erev Yom Tov. He would fill his measures on Erev Yom Tov, Benos non lalakuches, and give them to buyers, Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Why? Because you can't fill the keli, a kli mida, a measuring jug, on Yom Tov. Abishol says, Af b'moed, again. He would do this in Chol HaMoed as well, not just on Erev Yom Tov. B'pnei birur hamidas. Not because of the Kedush of Yom Tov, of the Moedos, but he would do it because of birur hamidas, to make sure the measures were exact. Which means, on Chol HaMoed, a lot of people would come to learn by this man, by Abishol ben Botnis. And because a lot of people come to learn, he didn't have time because they were not working. And he didn't have time then to carefully select the midos, that they should be completely full without any froth on them. He wanted to make sure that they're completely full. So he would fill the midos, fill the measuring jugs on the night before, in the night time of Chol HaMoed as well. They say that even during the week, even not Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, he would, in the evening, fill the measuring jugs with oil and pour it into the kelim of the buyers, of the customers who came to him. And that's because of the squeezing out of the midos. In other words, he wanted all the oil that was in the measuring jug to be poured out nicely into the containers of the purchaser. Some say, some unfortunately know, that he had a lot of different measuring jugs, like a lot of lugim. Lugim is a measuring measure. And he would measure to each one of the buyers in a separate measuring cup. So he'd have 10 lugim measuring cups, for example, fill them all, so that during the night, there would be make sure that all the drippings, it would be completely full. Finally, says the Mishnah, a person on Yom Tov is allowed to go to the shopkeeper that he normally buys from, and the shopkeeper who gives on credit without specifying a price. But Omelain, he can tell him, Tenli beitzim vegoizim b'minyan. Give me eggs or nuts with a number. He can say, give me a dozen eggs or 50 nuts. Why? Shekein derech balabais liyos moinav sech beisa. Because that's the way an ordinary householder would count these things in his own house. It's not a business transaction expression to say, give me a number of eggs, or 10 eggs or 12 eggs. It's quite acceptable, therefore, to use this expression on Yom Tov and go to your shopkeeper and ask him to give it to you without mentioning price, of course, and then that payment can be made after Yom Tov. Perek Ravi, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to deal with things that you cannot do in Yom Tov in the same way you do it during the week, but you must make a shinoi, a change. Hamevi Kadayayin, a person who brings pitchers of wine on Yom Tov, Mimokim Lamokim, from place to place, within the Trum. Lo Yevim Besalo Vekopi, should not bring them in a basket or a large basket, because that looks like a weekday activity. Aval Mevi Hu, but he can bring several pitchers, Al Ksefoi, on his shoulder, or Lefonov, or in front of him in his hands, or between his hands and his body, because then it's quite evident that he's doing it for Yom Tov. If a person is taking straw, he's taking a basket full of straw for fuel for his fire or for feeding his animal. He should not sling the basket behind him like he would during the week. But he should bring it in his hand, carry it in his hand in an unusual way from the way that he does it during the week. And on Yom Tov, he's allowed to take from a pile of straw for the sake of his fuel, for his fire, to feed his fire. Even though he didn't prepare it on Erev Yom Tov, he can still do that. But he cannot use the wood that's at the back of the house in a place that's reserved for a storage of the wood. Now, there are two ways of understanding this Mishnah. One way is as follows. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Muktzah. And therefore it's mutter to take from the pile of straw on Yom Tov, because even though it's reserved there wasn't reserved there before Yom Tov, doesn't matter. He says he doesn't hold of the Isra of Muktzah. But he does agree that he cannot take the wood from the muktzah, from the fire shed, from the woodshed, because we are talking about expensive, big, large cedar logs, which were used for building. And even though normally Rabbi Shimon doesn't worry about muktzah, but when you have expensive things that are that you wouldn't want to, you know, just move around everywhere, he would agree they're muktzah because of chesra and kis. It's a special type of muktzah because of a loss of money. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees that type of muktzah would be osur if he didn't prepare it before Yom Tov. Others learn in our Gemara that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits muktzah on Shabbos Miyom Tov. And therefore he says you cannot use the wood from the muktzah area when it was reserved for our building, even if it's not expensive. Nothing to do with chesra and kis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah and that's it. Was not ready, you did not designate it to use it for Yom Tov, for your fire. But with a pile of straw, we're talking about a case where the straw is very smelly, it's not fit for even feeding animals, and there's also got thorns in there or whatever, it's certainly not ready for any other purpose, and basically the only purpose you could use it for is for fire, is for fuel for your fire. And therefore, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to open or start taking from a pile of straw on Yom Tov, because then it's Mukhon Nechach, we say it was prepared before Yom Tov for that purpose anyway. That's the second way, that's the way of learning our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Muktzah is Osar.